What if I told you that your life right now might just be the most boring book ever written? I'm being serious. The most boring, shitty book that's ever set foot into a library. It's about a man who works a 9-to-5. He comes home, gets changed, eats some reheated microwave dinner. He scrolls mindlessly on his phone, watches a bit of TV. Then he goes to bed, just to wake up in the morning and do it all over again. There's no dragons, there's no heartbreak, there's no great love story, there's no impossible quest, just repetition. And let's face it, not the good type. Now, let me ask you something. Whether you're a reader or not, would you read that book? Would anyone? Here's the twist. You're the author and you are the lead. You're the author and you are the lead. Now, that probably scares you a little bit. And that's good. Because by the end of this episode, you will know how to stop living as a background character in someone else's story and step into the spotlight where you truly belong. The background character is a trap. Think about when you watch a movie, your obviously eyes are focused on the main character, the hero that's on the screen. Imagine a busy street scene, for example. But if you look closer in the background, there's extras, aren't there? They're sipping coffee, they're bumping into each other, they're buying a newspaper, they're stuck on their phones, they're walking nowhere. Aimless. They have no lines, no arcs, no impact. They're just placeholders in someone else's journey. Now, here's the uncomfortable truth. That's how most people live. NPCs, as we've talked about before. We wake up and act out the scripts that are handed to us by society. We just have a basic existence. The job, the mortgage, we smile, we don't rock the boat, we don't express our opinions. But let me ask you, are you living your own story, the story that you wrote, or are you playing an extra in someone else's story? We've talked before about Joseph Campbell's The Hero's Journey, the basic fundamental blueprint from every epic, from The Lord of the Rings to Harry Potter to The Matrix. It begins with the ordinary world, where you are right now. The hero, which as we've established is now you, gets a call to adventure, a whisper of something more. But almost always, not like in the books, of course, the hero refuses the call. It's dangerous. What if I fail? I'm not ready for this. What will they think? They being your family, your friends, society, whoever. Give a shit. But that sounds familiar, doesn't it? And actually, most people never answer that call. They stay in the village. They never leave the Shire. They never step into the unknown where the magic is. And here's the truth that most people are terrified to admit. Comfort is a slow death. It kills dreams with warm blankets and quiet regret. So here's a thought experiment. Picture this. Your life is a book. It's been documented up until this point. Maybe you're 30, 40, 50 pages in. I don't know how you want to assess how the book is. You know, maybe it's a page for every year you've lived, maybe it's a page for every achievement, maybe it's a 10 pages for every year. I don't know. But think about the number of pages to where you are today. Like, I'm 35, so you could say 350 pages, you know, 10 per year, one a month, whatever. And let's say you handed that book to a stranger. Here you are, mate. Here's my life story. Give it a read. Would they be gripped? Would they lean in? Would their heart pound when they read it and wonder what comes next? Or would they hand it back halfway through and say, yeah, nothing really happens. I'm not really interested in the next few chapters that are unwritten at this point. But ask yourself this. What would need to happen in the next chapter of your story to make the reader suddenly sit up and keep turning the pages? Would it be leaving that job that's eating your soul? Would it be booking one way flight to somewhere unknown and making it work? Would it finally be doing what's, or stopping doing what's been holding you back for so many years? Maybe you are building something that scares you. Whatever it is, that's the call to adventure, and that's the moment that the hero is born. Your own quest then is from comfort to chaos. Let me bring this home. So for me, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, the best hero, but I've written some books, I've started a podcast, started a coaching business. I've tried other things as well. I do judo. Now, they're not, you know, huge things, but they are things that I've tried in order to try and build something or grow. Now, you could say there's fears involved, physically and mentally, but there's other people that, and the reason I've used myself is because it's personable, but there are other more interesting people, of course. Your actors, your Jim Carreys, who wrote yourself a check. There are athletes, there are actors, there are businessmen who lived on the floor while they built their dream business. They walked away from that stable career. What's the guy's name? He's got all the TV shows. Stephen Harvey. He lived in a car for 3 years, didn't he? While he made his comedic career a success. People watch him think, oh, I'll have all those TV programs. But he went on the hero's journey. He was willing to sacrifice and build for the long term. None of these things were guaranteed for him. None of it was safe. But every step into the unknown gave him a new part of himself. And in the chaos, he found a clarity. Don't play small, play big. When you play safe, it's actually the riskiest move. There's no upside. There's no upside. You think staying in your lane can keep you safe, but actually, safety has a cost. It dulls your instincts, you don't think, and you don't develop. A man who never risks starting a business never builds a business. A man who never risks heartbreak never finds love. A woman who never risks failure never finds true greatness. A life without risk is a story without depth. Now, let's be honest, no one reads the story of a man who played it safe. We like the Lord of the Rings, the Harry Potters, the Neos, the Matrix, whatever. When people go against the grain, they risked, they left comfort behind, they stepped into the unknown and came back a new man. So be the lead, not the extra. So, what does it mean to be a protagonist? It means you start the conversation. You take the trip. You feel the fear and do it anyway. You leave the job, you speak the truth, you own the scars that you've got, and you share your story. Because the world doesn't need more extras, quote unquote. It needs heroes who are fully alive, brave, messy, unfinished, but in the arena anyway. So here's the challenge. You've got another chapter to write, the next chapter in this book. You're at page whatever, 350 or whatever it's going to be. What would be a good chapter to write? Don't overthink it. Don't wait for the perfect time, because it does not exist. What's one bold action you could take today to write the next chapter of your story? One that says, this is where everything changed. This was the critical crux of the book. Send me a message if you want and tell me what it is. Or, even better, just do it yourself and let the story speak for itself. Remember, your story isn't over. You can, as with an actor in general, they might start off as an extra to build some experience, but after a while, they land that big role. That's where you are now. So pick up your pen and craft a masterpiece.